What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, once again now, we surrender to you. We ask you to take control by the Holy Spirit. We want your will to be brought about in this place, Lord. I yield myself to you. You take control. Use me, Lord, as your vessel. Hide me behind the cross. We want to see you. We want to hear from you, Lord. We are your people, Lord, and we're hungry and thirsty after you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for what you're accomplishing and going to accomplish and have already accomplished in our lives. And once again, we thank you, Lord, when we leave here today, we will not be the same. For this we praise and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We've been talking about some exciting things the last few weeks. I want to remind everybody that whatever's going on in your life, and we're not going to talk about this again, but I just want to touch base on it because I think it ties in this morning with what God's given me. I find it exciting to come because, you know what, much as I seek God during the week and stuff, it seems like at the very last minute or not until I walk in this door do I have something solid from God. Do I know the direction? And then I don't understand the direction, so I just have to wait a little bit, and then I see what God's up to. And I'm excited this morning again. Praise the Lord. We've been talking about things like understanding that when the attack of the enemy comes, the attack's not against you, it's against God. It's against God's Word to destroy the Word of God in your life. If he can bring the Word down, he can pull you down. And he's still trying to. We've talked about this. We've established this. He's still trying to exalt his throne above the throne of God. How many know that? Hallelujah. He's going to go until the very last minute. And, you know, I'm telling you, if ever there was somebody who was into sadomasochism or self-abuse, he's the one, because he gets stomped every time he turns around and he keeps coming back for more. You talk about take a licking and keep on ticking. Dear Lord. Hallelujah. We also know that when we look at the problem gets bigger, but when we look at the Word and we look at God, the problem gets smaller and his Word gets bigger. Amen. Hallelujah. That's important in our lives. I do know of a situation here that we heard about the middle of this week. And for some reason, God directed me to some scriptures, and I think it directly ties in with that. You know, we have people out there in this world who think they're, who are self-proclaimed experts on everything. Well, honey, I'm telling you, they're dumb as a rock. You know, if they were on the rock, then they wouldn't have me going around spouting about how much they knew, and they wouldn't be trying to exalt themselves. Amen? They'd be giving glory to God. All wisdom and insight and understanding comes from God, right? Praise the Lord. So I want to tell you that when you hear things, you got to be careful that you filter them through, again, Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord. They're thoughts for good and not for evil. They're thoughts to prosper and not to harm you and to give you a hope and a future. Amen? Praise the Lord. Also, we have to filter them through what the Word of God says in other places. That's the absolute answer right there. That's the final say. It has to be in our lives. We need to make that decision. No matter what happens, no matter what comes, we're going to run it through the Word of God, and we're going to see if it lines up. And if it doesn't, we're going to reject it. Amen? Hallelujah. So when God puts a call on your life, the first thing the enemy wants to do is he wants to come and try to take that call away. Amen? He wants to try to pull it away. And he does that by bless their darn hearts and mixed up minds, well-meaning people. Right? I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to read out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1 this morning. I'm going to start in verse 18, and I'm probably going to go through 31. And this, I pray, will be encouraging. Again, Donna's back there with the kids. Bless her heart. I think this is especially for her. So are all of us, but especially for her. Let's start with verse 18. It says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolishness the wisdom of this world?" Praise the Lord. Any wisdom, any insight, any understanding outside of God is basically foolishness. First of all, God's the author of it all. Amen. We know every witty invention comes from God. He's the author of it. He authors it. And he gives it to whom he will. And he basically says, for these people who are self-proclaimed experts, In verse 19, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the manner? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For the Jews request the sign, and the Greek seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. I find it amazing in this day and age that everybody is in a big rush to run off to college. Now, I'm not against that, but what I am against is the fact that when they go there, they come out thinking that they're smarter than God. How many know what I'm talking about? I have seen more than one time in my life, in corporations that I've worked for, places where I've worked, where all of a sudden some college boy or girl, or combination of the two, decided that they were smart and knew what needed to be done to bring the bottom line down so there'd be more money in the pocket of the greedy people above. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. And when they do that, they go through everything, but there's always one element they miss. There's always one element they miss. And I've watched them, you know, I've gone through this several times. I've watched customer service in some situations, in fact, in most situations, go right down the tube. And the thing works good on paper, but the element they forget is the people who are paying them the money to make them and put them where they are. I don't know about you, that sounds dumb to me. That sounds dumb. And I've been on the receiving end of that because I'm the one who's been usually out as the liaison between the company and the field because I'm delivering their material or whatever. And I'm the one who hears all this, and then they stand back and wonder, well, I wonder why we lost so much business. My mama would say there's none so blind as those who will not see. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, I know that there are circumstances and things, like, for instance, when there's a call. We heard about this Wednesday. I'm not going to go into all the details. Where somebody was, there was a, you know, a couple in the church asked to do something, which is in their calling. It's in their calling. It's a calling of God. And yet somebody who thinks that they're wiser than God had a better idea and tried to critique them on everything that they were doing. And, of course, one of the things, and ladies, forgive me, I'm not trying to pick on you, I'm especially Christian women, but this one particular person, a woman, was backing this whole situation and didn't like the things that were being said. Well, that sounds absolute. Well, God is absolute. There's no gray in God. It's His way or it's no way. How many know what I'm talking about? If you're going to walk in the blessings of God, you're going to do things the way He says to do it, or you're not going to walk in the blessings of God. Rocket science. There is a way that seems right, but the end thereof are the ways of destruction. And I want to tell you something. The Bible says that God deals with people like that. The one who pleases Him in Ecclesiastes 2:22 or 24, whatever it is, 2:24 I think it is, to the one who pleases God, He grants wisdom and understanding, and I'm paraphrasing here, y'all can read it. But the one who displeases Him, He gives the job of gathering the wealth to give to the ones who are pleasing in His sight. In other words, another scripture says the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. You know, everybody wants to have their hand in the things of God, and they want to direct it, and they want to have it. You know, they don't want any, what do you mean? Okay, I'll do one better than that. I will read it to you. For God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy to the one who is good in His sight. But to the sinner, He gives the work of gathering and collecting that he may give to him who is good before God. Do you want to know what your avocation is outside of God? You're going to be bringing it to me, to us, to the godly people. Praise the Lord. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. Praise you, Lord. It all belongs to Him anyway. Anyway, praise the Lord. So when people come and they say things, we have to be sure in the Word and in our calling to understand that nothing can change that except us and us losing focus of the Word. Remember, we just got done saying, If you focus on the problem gets bigger. But if you focus on the word gets bigger. Now, that's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. How about you? Praise the Lord. Verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. Now, we're going to explain that in just a minute here as we go on. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. You're not supposed to be wise in your own eyes, right? Isn't that what the word says? And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things which are. Let me read that again. And the base things of this world and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things which are. If your Bible says that pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. So what we're understanding here is that in things of God, God makes the wise foolish and the foolish wise. If you do it His way, if you walk in Him, then you're going to walk in the blessings and you're going to walk in the wisdom of God. And you don't ever have to change. We also understood from last week that your calling is sure. Romans 11:29 says the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. If you recall, Bob read out of the Amplified Bible that says God's gifts and calls are irrevocable. He never changes His mind and He never withdraws His gifts and call when once they're given. Praise the Lord. That's a good place to shout. Your calling, your salvation is sure. Keep your focus on Him. Amen? Praise the Lord. So when these people come and try to tell you something, in other words, what happened is this particular couple who was coaching on this particular endeavor of the people who God called, they were trying to put input in and trying to basically, in some ways, just kind of water down the gospel, water down the truth. And, of course, there was a struggle. And to the point where finally, because of some harsh, nasty words that were spoken, one individual doubted their calling. Well, you know what? We need to be smarter and wiser than the world and understand that their foolishness does not change God's mind. And that their self-proclaimed expertise is, we just read it, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised, God has chosen, and the things which are not to bring to nothing the things which are. I don't care if you call yourself a Christian. And I'll remind you, just because you stand in a garage and call yourself a car, that doesn't make you a car. Do you get my meaning? You can stand and say, I'm a Christian all day long, but if your life doesn't line up, it's just hot air. Just hot air. There we know, we've seen, because of the success of books that have already been, or a book that's already been produced and other endeavors that these two have done under the anointing and calling and instruction of God, have done well. But you see, people don't want to know the truth in the world. Anything that steps on them looking like they are bigger than what they are, they don't like. Now, let's don't confuse them with the people who are really seeking after God, who need to hear the truth. Amen? But, you know, they want things their way, and they want it booked. And you know what? Today, it's all about money. And I'm reminded of what the Bible says. The Bible said it doesn't say money is evil. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. Amen? And I could stand here, and you could stand here and name professions all day long. That basically, the profession is not about the service to the public anymore. It's the money in the pocket. And stepping on the person who helped you get that money. You know? Does that sound like God to you? No. No. No, that's not the character of God. You filter that through Jeremiah 29:11 and see what you get. Anyway, moving on. That no flesh should glory in His presence, but of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption. That as it is written, He who glories, let him glory in the Lord. We're told that whatever we do in word or deed, we do it to the glory of God, right? We're told that we're supposed to be the examples and the light in this world. And we don't get glory to ourselves, we bring glory to God. And the only way to do that is by telling His truth and revealing His thoughts and plans for people's lives. How in the world are you ever going to teach people how to operate correctly in a marriage if you want to water down the truth of God's Word and what He says? Absolutes. Yes, you're darn right. They are absolutes. But in those absolutes, we are absolutely blessed. We are absolutely sanctified. We are absolutely healthy. Amen? Hallelujah. That's right. Safe. Sozo. Safe. Saved from something to something. Amen? So when the words of foolish men come, you filter them through the Word, and then you say them aside and said, okay, whatever. But you know what the truth is, and let God direct you. God will silence them. God will take care of them. You just be obedient. Don't exalt yourself. God will exalt you, and in so doing, He will exalt Himself. Amen? We know where we're supposed to give glory. We know who the glory belongs to. Amen? The enemy comes. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal your goods. But the Bible says if you can't steal your joy, you can't keep your goods. Man does not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But when the thief be found out, he must restore sevenfold out of the goods of his house. Amen? So, and I'll tell you what, I want to remind everybody again, your gifts and your call are a sure thing. They're on a foundation of stone, concrete, whatever you want to think about, but they're right there. And there's not a person on this earth, unless you give them up, that's ever going to be able to take them from you. God certainly is not seeking to take them back. We're not talking about just fivefold ministry either. We're talking about the gifts and calling of God, which He's placed in every person that's His. You can say amen. It's a truth. It's a truth. So you never, ever want to doubt your calling, no matter what you hear. And don't ever let the wisdom of people in this world override what you know to be truth out of the Word. Don't ever do it. Don't ever do it. Don't give up ground. You be taking ground. You're the head and not the tail. You're above only and not beneath. You're more than a conqueror. Amen? God's already done it through Jesus. He's already made a way. Now it's our responsibility to take that dominion that's been given back to us and rule and reign in this life. Amen? Hallelujah. And that means even when this man speaks, you cast it down. Let God be true and every man a liar. Now be obedient. God will direct you. You're in a situation. God will tell you what to do, and He'll tell you how to do it. And not only that, when it's over and done with, it's going to accomplish far more than you ever imagined. And you'll stand there and say, what in the world was I fussing about? How many know what I'm talking about? I mean, most everybody in this room, in fact, everybody in this room knows, because they've been through the things and they've watched God come through for them. God has to be at the highest place. Amen? Bring our thoughts captive into the obedience of Christ. Cast down vain imaginations and those things that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. Amen? I'm reminded of the scripture that says, has God not said and will He not do it? If He's put a call on your life, then it's your responsibility to do what He tells you to do, but it's His responsibility to make it come to pass. You understand what I'm saying? He who's begun a good work in you will perform that work until the day of Jesus. And He's the one who works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Amen? Praise the Lord. So when you hear things that go contrary or go sideways or grate against you, don't lose sight of who you are and don't doubt your call. The first place you want to go and doubt is what you heard, if it doesn't line up with the Word. Remind you again, we all need to be reminded often, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will by no means follow. By no means follow. Your salvation, your call, the things that God has for you are sure. In fact, He tells you they're in Him, yes and amen. So be it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, some of this stuff comes sometimes because we don't really understand who we are and what we've been given as God's kids. You know what I'm talking about. If He says we're more than conquerors, we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, that no weapon formed against us will prosper, that we're heirs and joint heirs and sons, and we have an inheritance, and He is the King of kings and Lord of lords, well, what power is going to come? Was it going to be able to change that? The only way it's going to happen is if you succumb to the foolishness and the thoughts because you don't know who you are and what you've got in God. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. This verse just caught my eyes. I got it highlighted in my Bible. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eyes or eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. What was that problem? What was that problem? What was that nonsense? What did he say? What did you say? When the Bible says give honor to whom honor is due, the first place honor is due is to God. That's the most important place. Give honor to God. And he says when you honor him, he will honor you. And he also says that he'll bring those things that he's put before you in those tasks to pass in your life. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. Don't be weary in well-doing. Just keep on going. Follow his direction. Amen? You're going to come out on top. You can't possibly fail. Why? Because God can't possibly fail. We've talked about this. If there's one thing we know in the past few weeks or month, it's the fact that God cannot fail. We've seen it. We've experienced it. We've walked it out in our lives. Everyone in this room, we've walked it out. Amen? And though we fall, we're not utterly cast down. Amen? Praise the Lord. Like the song says, why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God, where hope is not ashamed. And that hope doesn't make ashamed. Amen? Hallelujah. Do you realize that he is out there and it's his job and his responsibility and his pleasure to bring those things to pass so that he gets honor and glory? Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about that? Praise the Lord. We are more than conquerors. Jesus did all the hard work. He went to the cross in obedience to the Father's plan. He took the beatings, the shame, and everything that we should have suffered and should have been accountable for, and made it so that we don't ever have to be accountable. As long as our focus and our attention and our trust and our walk is centered in him. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't lose. I'm going to keep telling you this from now on. I want you to get it. You can't lose. The only way you can lose is if you give up or you take another direction. You turn the wrong way. And that's a willful choice. Nothing's going to be able to take you out of the hand of God. Nothing. Praise the Lord. I can tell you in my own life, the times when I began to really doubt what was going on is because I was trying to do things in my own strength and it wasn't working out and it wasn't God's time. On the other hand, in this situation we've been talking about, this couple who's following the anointing and following the will of God and the call of God on their life, it's a sure thing. But all of a sudden, because we put esteem on people who are quote-unquote experts, the word was able to be stolen for just a moment. Just a moment. They got the victory, and they're walking in victory. But the point is, the wisdom of man, we read it, is foolishness to God. Right? So if that's the case, once again I say, what'd you say? Come again? Like Jesus said, you don't know what spirit you're of. We know who we're of. Our calling and our is steadfast and sure. Amen? Do you agree with that? Is it steadfast and sure? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So be encouraged this morning. When you hear things that go crosswise against you, I mean, God will show you. God will show you if you're missing something or if you're out ahead of him. See, once again, scripture that is my, if you will, my life scripture, is though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things that he suffered. You know? And I'm not going back. I don't ever want to repeat those mistakes. You know what? I want to keep going forward. I don't want to look back. I don't want to decrease. I want to increase in the knowledge of God. I want to decrease, lets me decrease and him increase. But I want to increase in the knowledge of God. I don't want to decrease in that area. Amen? Whom God's called, he's anointed. And whom God's anointed, he's equipped. Amen? It doesn't take the able and make him willing. It takes the willing and makes him able. How many times do we have to hear that? Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. I appreciate somebody came to me here last week and said, there's been a calling on my life, and I think what he was saying pretty much is that I'm going to get after it. You know, it's easy for the things of this world to choke the word and to cause our focus to become dim. That's why it's so important that we stay in fellowship with him and stay in his word. If God sent you a word, just because it didn't... you know, one of the biggest... And folks, I'm speaking to me in this too. The biggest problems we have is sometimes when the messenger looks kind of ugly. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We've had one or two in this church. Just because they're ugly doesn't mean they didn't hear from God. You know, I'm reminded of the jackass that God used to bring Paul, or change Saul's life and make him Paul. When God has a plan, it doesn't make any difference. If your heart's hungry, I promise you, the Bible says the gifts of the Spirit operate as the Spirit wills. So even if you're in, even if this person looks like they're the biggest mess, don't despise or turn away the word. You'll know the Spirit and the Word agree. That's what brings peace in your heart. You'll know it's from God, and you'll know what's not from God. Amen? Amen? We're to be steadfast and immovable. Amen? Trees planted by what? By living water. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we need to be encouraged this morning. We need to be encouraged that God has absolutely, from the foundation of the world, set a course that's in accordance with His plan for His kingdom, for each one of us. All we got to do is walk in it. It's not hard. It's a little work. Sometimes there's a warfare. But we win. We win. The weapons of our warfare are not fleshly. Carnal, but they're mighty through God to what? To the pulling down of strongholds. And we're commanded, it's not a suggestion, we're commanded to cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity those thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just as sure as Jesus is real, as God is real, your call is sure and real. Don't lose focus because you hear some voice over the voice of wisdom and reasoning and understanding, godly wisdom and reasoning and understanding. It's not the loudest voice. How does God talk to you? What did He say? He said, be still and know that I am God. He just whispers in your ear. I mean, He doesn't put handwriting on the wall. He could. Be still. Tells us also, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen? Praise the Lord. I'm encouraged today. I don't understand my call. And I certainly don't think I'm qualified. But He didn't ask my opinion. He said, Bill, here it is. So you're stuck. You know what? There's not one of you that I don't esteem very highly. I take this very seriously. I'm just a man who's called by God, but the call that He's given me, I take very seriously. And that's why I ask Him, Lord, I want to. These people want to hear from You. My calling is sure. Even when it looks like well, Bill, you just did a belly flop. No, it's not up to me. My job is to deliver the word. Amen? Your job is to be obedient and deliver the word when He tells you to deliver the word. You don't have to stand in a pulpit. We just read it. He talked about bringing down those things that seem high and exalted and making them nothing, making the wise look foolish. Not because He sets out to make them look foolish, but because His wisdom overrides the wisdom of man. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we love You. We thank You for Your word. We thank You that You are interested in every detail, every minor, minuscule detail of our life. You're the one who's called us and anointed us. You're the one who set our feet on a rock and given us a purpose and called us ministers of reconciliation and righteousness, restoration. And we do it all because of the righteous one who lives and dwells within us. We thank You, Lord, that through Your word, through the word today, that this word will be brought to our remembrance. When times come where we hear a voice that seems louder than Your voice, forgive us, Lord, for if we just for a moment get a little unsteady. We thank You, Lord, that You're working in us both to will and to do of Your good pleasure. And You're going to bring Your will to pass because we're surrendered to You. We've got nothing to fear, nothing to worry about. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, or timidity, but of power and love and of a sound mind. So, Lord, today we commit that we're going to walk in that. We thank You, Lord, that every day we're becoming stronger and more sure in this walk. And we're seeing and understanding and gaining more insight every day because of our relationship and our fellowship with You. I pray, Lord, that Your word would be sealed in every heart here this morning. That it was Your word. That the wisdom of man, the ideology of man, fall to the ground and die. And let Your word be sealed in every heart. And I thank You, Lord, that You've told us the way to overcome. It's by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We praise You and exalt You this morning. We give You glory and honor. Now, Lord, I pray that You be with each person that's here as we go our ways. I pray that You bless that fellowship. More than that, Lord, I pray that You would be the center focus of that fellowship today. And we thank You for the opportunity to fellowship with the brothers and sisters and the saints of God. And we also thank You, Lord, that You said where even two or three are gathered in Your name, You're in the midst. So we know You're going to be there because we're taking You with us, Lord. Let Your face shine on these people, Lord. I speak blessing over these people. I thank You, Lord, that they're protected. I thank You, Lord, that they have wisdom and insight and knowledge from You, Lord. And that You're at work in them. Remind them often, Lord. Remind them often. Bless their week. According to Your plan and will, everything that they endeavor to do as they do it unto You. In Jesus' name, we ask this and thank You in advance for the outcome. Everyone who agrees says amen. Praise the Lord.